Good morning. The storm system that brought all of the rain to the region on Friday and even a couple of thunderstorms rolling through on Saturday is now pivoting off into the Canadian Maritimes. High pressure will dominate the weather today in its wake, still providing us with a west-northwest breeze at times up to 15, maybe even 20 miles per hour. But with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be mild today with highs reaching on average into the lower and perhaps even middle 60s. That high will continue to hang on tonight, bringing us partly cloudy skies and lows back into the high 30s and lower 40s. A warm front currently over the middle part of the country will head our way tomorrow. As a result, any sunshine in the morning will give way to increasing clouds by late in the day, and there is the chance of showers, with highs again reaching into the lower 60s. That front will take its time moving through, keeping showers in the forecast overnight Tuesday night and even to the first part of the day on Wednesday, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs staying in the lower 60s on Wednesday. But as that front tracks well to our north on Thursday and especially Friday and Saturday, even milder air will flow in with highs in the upper 60s Thursday, lower 70s on Friday and Saturday, all 3 days with plenty of sunshine mixed with clouds. An area of storminess currently developing in the Caribbean will work its way toward the eastern seaboard, some computer models having it move this far north by late in the weekend and early next week, and that could bring another chance of rain and wind here, with highs by Sunday dropping back into the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a powerful storm system will press into the west coast early today, bringing cold and wet weather into the region, as well as the first significant snow of the season. The Sierra Nevada range is forecast to receive up to 2 feet of snow at the higher terrain. Yosemite National Park could see 8 inches of snow. Winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are in effect across this area. And in the tropics, a large low-pressure system located a couple hundred miles south of Jamaica is producing widespread cloudiness and scattered thunderstorms over the central and southern Caribbean Sea. Environmental conditions are gradually becoming more conducive for tropical depression to form during the next day or so, and this system has a high chance of becoming a tropical cyclone during the next 48 hours as it moves slowly to the west-southwest and becomes nearly stationary well to the south of Jamaica. Heavy rains from this disturbance are likely to spread over Jamaica, Hispaniola, and eastern Cuba during the next several days. These rains could produce life-threatening flash floods and mudslides, especially in areas of high terrain. An Air Force Reserve Hurricane Hunter reconnaissance aircraft is scheduled to investigate the low-pressure system this afternoon. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from Owen Roberts Airport on the Grand Cayman Islands at 12 noon on Saturday. The last report of hail was at Baghdad, Iraq at 7:01 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog, 25 degrees with a northwest wind at 83 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 1 above 0. In Albany on the hour, 51 degrees with partly cloudy skies, the dew point 44, 77% relative humidity, a west wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 98 degrees at Vernon, Texas, to a low of 12 at Lakeview, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny and breezy in the mid-60s, sunny and breezy in Boston in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower to middle 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 62 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 51, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, now 3.23 inches, which is 69 hundredths above normal. And 31.90 for the year, which is 9 hundredths below normal. There were 14 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 256, that's 33 below normal. And 384 for the season, which is 72 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 57 degrees, the average low, 38. The record high, 86, set in 1979, and the record low, 20, in 1959. Sunrise this morning at 7:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:01 p.m., 10 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today, with highs in the lower 60s, though staying in the 50s across the mountains. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. for the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and mild today with highs near 60. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild today, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine followed by increasing clouds. There is a chance of a late-day shower in the lower 60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, with showers in the morning, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Warmer, upper 60s on Thursday and lower 70s on Friday and Saturday. And a chance of showers on Sunday, with highs back into the 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.